You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage, heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
The following is a paid program. Warning, the views expressed come from men who've spent half their lives in grease-stained overalls, inhaling hazardous fluids. Before taking any advice, consider the source. This program will contain humor of a questionable nature. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Al, hit it! Whoa, it's great to be back. I was working out. I don't forgot. That's what
I'm
middle
back.
Age is all
I'm
about.
Back, no?
Can't remember, but I'm sure I had a great time.
They tell me I did.
Anyways, we got a great show lineup. I always say that every week. We have a great show lineup.
Yes,
we actually do. Today, we're going to be talking about electric cars and leasing with Andy, and I can't pronounce his last name.
Andy Kapadoukakis.
Very good.
There you go.
Thank you. So anytime you need that actual precise reference, go to Gelman's Garage.
Exactly right. Andy's with LeaseBusters. And, of course, they do everything about leasing, buying, and getting rid of your current ride and getting into another ride. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about EVs, if they're actually financeable, and what to do when you're done with it. Also, Mike Wilson is going to be on the phone about the Ajax Annual 25th Auto Fest. Hurry, hurry, hurry. You know, remember we used to go, Cayuga.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
It's a great car show. It's the old-fashioned type with the hot rods and the high girl. What do you call it? The girls all wear high.
You get yourself out of trouble on this one. They started off with this show last night in Oshawa. They do a night fest.
Mm-hmm.
All the cars come out at night, line them all up.
Yeah.
And then today's a big thing that Michael tells us more about.
Do they have, like, jet cars that spray out, like, this huge flume behind him?
He will tell you about that, whether
okay.
there's a flume or there's not a flume.
Anyways, it's going to be great. That's going on today, and the weather's actually pretty good.
Of course, and if you got any car care questions, if you got any queries, if you got any problems with your automobile,
yes.
truck, or whatever you're driving.
I want to find out more about electronic vehicles for leasing purposes. So anyway,
electric vehicles.
Okay. Well,
okay.
we're going to have
electronic. EVs.
It'll be an
EVs.
Absolute electric show today.
Andy's an Andy. Is it electronic or electric?
It's electric.
There you
EV,
go.
Electric vehicles.
All righty. So we'll talk about that.
Mike's there good. Is a lot of electronics inside.
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely. All right. We're going to take a quick break. And we come back, it's conversation with Andy about EVs.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. Remember, you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Plus, throughout the hour, you can take a look at our website page at davescornergarage.com.
Yep.
Look at our new contest coming up starting next week to
Mexico to Mayan Riviera.
Oh, I got to tell you a story about the
Mexico. No, you
Mexico.
Don't.
We're
yeah.
so sociable now, eh?
The lines are wide open. We've got LeaseBusters and Andy's coming in, and we want to take your calls. Let's get on it. This is Dave's Corner Garage. The Caesars are ready. Let's have a good morning.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Everything is lined up, and we want to take your calls. There's some great stuff going on this morning, and over to Dave.
Well, you know what?
What?
Andy drives an electric vehicle. It's an EV. It's a Ford, isn't it?
It is a Ford Focus.
Okay. This is something new in the marketplace. EVs are just sort of banging into the marketplace after 5 years. Now they're starting to get strong.
Well, we had hybrids for a number of years
yeah,
already.
5 years at least,
but
yeah.
now we've got... These cars have no gas engine whatsoever. They're fully electric. And that's your power, electric.
So up to now, they've kind of shied away from financing these cars because they didn't know what the residual values would be. So are there leases available for electric vehicles? And how is it affected now by the fact the government's going to shut off the additional funds that they're putting in?
Dave, one question at a time.
No. Yeah. You've got to give them options.
Yeah, many options.
Okay.
But yes, there is leasing available for these EVs that are the manufacturers are putting out right now. And the rebate is a big reason why I got one at the time when I ordered mine. And it actually took about 5 months for them to actually build the vehicle.
Wow.
Yeah, 4 months before I even got a VIN number. So in that regard, I got $14,000 back against the vehicle. And that's the only reason really why I got it and I leased it.
So the question, I have two questions here again. First off, how did you get your $14,000 back? Did the dealer give you a discount or did you get a check from the government?
Actually, the first. The dealer gave me the discount on the car.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
So he applied it to the lease.
And then now he goes after the government trying to get a check.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yes. I heard that they're behind by millions. Like dealerships are owed millions and millions and millions of dollars.
That is correct.
Because they haven't been paid by the government yet.
Is that how every transaction was handled, where the dealer gave you the money off, or did it not necessarily go that way?
Not, it may not. It depends. If somebody could afford a higher lease payment, they could opt to get that $14,000 at the time back to them directly. Okay. And that took a little bit of time and paperwork and so on as well.
Okay.
And then, of course, you're paying interest on that money.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, the second thing is, how do you see, first off, the marketplace, now that the rebates are going to be shut off?
Oh, interesting question. Well, I don't know if I would have got my vehicle without the big rebate, personally. You really want to have the green movement move forward and the infrastructure to move forward. So I guess you do need some help, but I got to tell you, driving down here last night to go to the baseball game and getting stuck in traffic for about 30 to 45 minutes.
Oh, you're doing well for only 30 to 40 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And you know what? I was sucking up all the other pollution in the air from every other car that was there. So
was there any trepidation? Like, did you see your call it gas gauge going down or?
There's always that, but I think there's so many stations available now and all the Green Pea parkings and so on that you can always plug in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so much of that.
Is it part of your GPS or whatever you have?
It can be. You can set it up that way, absolutely, within the car.
So now you're like just 1% of the market is electric vehicles.
Is that what it is? Yeah. I don't even know that, actually.
It's a very small number.
Very small number. I think with hybrids, it's 3%, including like a gasoline-powered hybrid. So here's today, but let's move up 10 years when everybody's got one, and you got to spend half an hour or an hour on the machine, you're never going to gas up. So it's like really will cause an issue. Today you pull in, 5 minutes later you pull out.
Yeah, yeah. I you know what? I can definitely see the movement getting strong, especially for the downtown core areas. Maybe, you know, I don't know if it can ever happen that they won't have gasoline-powered vehicles in the downtown core areas, but I think it would help greatly. The plug-in, I think there's some manufacturers now that you can plug in and you get up to 80% charge in about, 30 minutes or so?
Right.
And so on. So I think that's going to be even a bigger help for the green movement for electric vehicles.
Well, sure. And on top of that, you know, the technology is advancing all the time. I mean, battery technology has advanced.
Yes.
So 10 years from now, they may have got it solved by then.
Or maybe in Europe, what they do with this, with the German post office, they swap out the batteries.
Mm-hmm.
The truck pulls in, the tray comes out, the new tray goes in, and he's gone. And now there's a stock of these batteries that are ready to go.
You know who started that? Robert Kennedy. All right? Yeah, he started this test program in Israel. Then it went to Denmark and Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a Lube factory dealership, right? That we all know, Mr. Lube. So you pull in, and you put your car in a hoist, and they take the gas tank, which is the battery, out, and they put a new one in, and you're gone, like literally in 20 minutes. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And you can breathe afterwards.
How come they didn't pursue that, or anybody else didn't go that route?
It's government stuff, right? I mean, who's the big guy we got running it now? This should be interesting. It's going to happen after, middle of September?
Right. But that's an amazing solution. I mean, and it takes, like you say, it takes no time to do a fill-up.
Yep.
Just swap out the battery.
And you see a lot more guys who are, anybody, gender not specific, who are driving for Uber or Lyft, and a lot more are driving hybrids. Because it gets, you know, they make a little more money. It's it's better for the environment.
And pizza delivery.
Yeah, that's true. If you don't
pizza delivery.
Yep. So if you've got any questions about EV vehicles, hybrids, Andy's here from LeaseBusters. We want to take your calls throughout the hour. And don't forget, you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. This is Dave's Corner Garage with Andy from LeaseBusters, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and with us today is Andy from LeaseBusters. And over to you, Dave.
Well, you know what? People don't realize there is a difference between EVs and hybrids. So let's talk about that a little bit. EV is pure electric?
Correct. Right. EV is purely electric.
Right, and then the hybrid is electric with a gasoline engine?
With a gasoline engine, and now I believe they have another version that is hybrid and electric together where you can actually plug in the battery.
Okay, so the reality is that originally when it came out, the idea of the electric motor was it was to give an extra boost to the car. In other words, when to save gasoline, the most energy is taken to push the car off the line. An electric motor has full torque from zero RPM, so it helped them boost the engine, and that they were pushing that. Now we're pushing the pollution-free and everything else because that first marketing didn't actually work.
Yes, and actually I think that marketing's coming back, believe it or not, because I just heard that some of the new 2019 Rams have electric assist.
Right. That'd be the first time a truck has an electric assist.
Yeah, so right. That's quite interesting you say that, absolutely.
Okay, let's talk about you have an EV. What is life like with your car? Is it like driving a cell phone?
Well, when I get it, you mean, because, you know, in some time I go out to the driveway to see if the EV's there, and everybody from their family is the, you know, that's the first car that goes out the driveway because somebody else has it, because, you know, they don't want to put any fuel in it at $1.35 a liter.
Well, not like the kids stop for gas anyways.
Correct. Well, and that's funny you say that because I usually get the EV when it needs a charge.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so that doesn't change at all. But you do have to plan a little bit more, I think, in you know how far you're going to go and what you're going to use it for and that. But for the most part, it is worry-free living with an EV. Got an interesting call from the dealership for an oil change, too.
By mistake,
the,
of
vehicle.
Course.
Of course,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
yes.
Remember, it's still a normal chassis, so it's still when the brake service is still when need lube jobs and things like that.
Yes. Right? Yeah, so. Hopefully a little bit less brake service because of the regeneration, right,
yeah.
With the engine and the braking assist and so on. But, yeah, and the fluid is probably, brake fluid is the only
one. So now you drive this thing, you got a full charge, you get to work, and you plug it in?
No, I typically don't plug it in when I get to somewhere. Like here today, I didn't plug it in. I had enough charge and I'll probably go home. I'll typically do my daily routine and then when I go home, I'll plug it in there.
So how do you recognize you have enough charge? I mean, if it's below half, I mean, I would freak out.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, you know, you could have half a charge and it only shows that you have maybe about 90 kilometers left.
Yeah.
So you're kind of, you know, if you're stuck outside the Rogers Center and it takes you about 40 minutes to get to the highway, it could be an issue, but typically it isn't.
And winter, when you got your heater on?
Oh, that's a good point there.
Yeah.
Yes.
You had to bring
yes.
up winter, didn't you? It's
yes.
going to be 29 degrees today.
Well, that's
yeah.
The other part of that scenario yeah. is, of course, that the battery is only, you know, 60 or 70% effective in when it's that cold out.
Right. Plus, he's got all these draws. He's got
right.
the lights got, on, wipers on, and heaters on.
Rear defroster takes a lot of power. Yeah.
Seat heat. We're going to put on a seat heat, too. Why not?
You have Let's to. Just go crazy. You got to do that. And it does drop it quite a bit. So that's when you really got to budget to see where you're going, what you're doing. And if there's any stations around when you are there, whatever you're going to do, that you can plug it in.
So your lifestyle changes. You're actually plugging it in continually.
In the wintertime?
Yeah.
Possibly so, yes.
Right, well, it all depends on what you're using it. I mean, if you're, you know, if it's strictly a commuter car and you're only 10 kilometers from work, you know, and you're just going back and forth, it may only be twice a week that you actually have to plug it in.
So what happens if you're, if you take a lease out, if you had a lease out like a year ago on an electronic vehicle? Electric vehicle. One that doesn't have gas. And you want to get out of it. Does this rebate, when it ends, does it change anything at all?
I think with the rebate, I believe you need to wait for about a year if you are leasing the vehicle that you can actually transfer that lease to somebody else because you've already enjoyed the benefit of that rebate money.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Some manufacturers may be different.
There's a restriction on the
I believe there is, yeah. There's a government restriction, and I believe there's a manufacturer's restriction as well because if you have leased and they have applied that monies to you, and they're waiting for their money. I think possibly there is a restriction.
What about a purchase?
purchase, you're pretty much free to do whatever, because I believe the vehicle is in your name. So I don't know if the rebate money would affect that.
Interesting. Okay. So life with an EV is not too bad, you're saying?
I kind of like life with an EV.
Alrighty, let's just talk about LeaseBusters itself. You people market leases. I got a car and I'm not happy with it. We want to sell it.
You're going to have to think. Hold that thought, Dave.
Yeah, just listen.
We got some music now. But it's, no, great comeback because, you know, we'll talk about it after the break. But, you know, maybe you're listening to the show and you're thinking, maybe I'd like to get an electric car, but I'm not quite sure. Do I want to make a 5-year commitment? Well, we're going to show you how you can make a lesser one in just a couple minutes.
Actually, we're going to be talking to Mike Wilson from AutoFest. And after that, we can go there.
Good thing we have a map.
Steve, take us out.
Oh, we are. Electronically or with an EV?
EV.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. Lots of stuff going on all over Ontario, right across Canada on the weekends. And this is no exception. So turning it over to Dave, you're going to take your little Walmart shirt out and fly out to Oshawa, where Mike Wilson is there from Lant.
I don't know where this shirt came from. I don't know where this shirt came from.
I'm glad you said shirt completely there, yes.
No shirt. Mike Wilson's on the phone from AutoFest. That's a big event going on at Lakeview Park, I think it is. Mike, how are you?
You got it. Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Lakeview Park, is that near the generator?
Yeah. Pretty close. We're right at the bottom end of Simcoe here in Oshawa.
Just look for the mushroom cloud.
There you go.
Green people. So this is a pretty big event. I mean, we have the Ring Brothers here. They're famous builders from the States. I mean, that's a big coup right there. You've got tuners, old school reunion, modern muscle. You got it all.
There is absolutely everything. Even boats in Lakeview Park. So.
Oh, wow. Antique boats.
So tell us about the show. This is the second day or this is the first day?
This is the first day. They had cars on King Street last night just basically to kind of kick the whole event off. But today is the first major day. There's probably, I think right now, just shy of 1,500 cars right now.
Wow.
Wow, that's a big show.
So everything from modern collectibles, tuners, hot rods, American muscle, antiques. Absolutely everything.
Now, a lot of these shows, they're buying and selling their cars. Is that available here? Do they have a corral?
They don't have a corral here, but it's mainly just a car show. But guys talk all the time, right? So there's deals being made probably right now.
Yeah, more than likely, right? And you're insuring all of them, right?
And we insure them all. So it's quite the event. Like you said, you can meet the Ring Brothers in the Prestone tent. They're giving away a 68 Camaro red with the North Oshawa Lions Club. There's $5,000 in cash prizes. You can win a set of tires. And there's eye candy absolutely everywhere.
Now, the costs of getting in the show?
Yeah, so you have to pre-register or you can show right up. And you're about $45 for the weekend. Oh. But you can buy individual passes as well.
I like that. Now, tell us about, Lant, you've got a website that actually gives us every car show, I guess, in the fall, which is coming up. There's a lot of shows in the fall because guys are getting sort of their last kick at the can. How do we get onto that?
So, if you go onto our website, lantinsurance.ca, go to the events tab, we list absolutely every show in Ontario. And guys use that tool to basically plan out their whole car summer season. So they use our tool, our website to, you know, basically find absolutely any show that you know, they want to go to.
Exactly. So if you missed the Oshawa show, for example, you're going to find out that there's midweek shows and there's shows going on all the time.
Exactly. We've got cruise nights listed on there. We even highlight different events that we're physically going to be at. So even tomorrow, we're going to be at the Cops and Rodgers show as well as day two at AutoFest here.
So, Mike, a question for you. Your insurance policies for these classic cars, I mean, are they ridiculously cheap? Do people actually turn them off in the winter?
The good, unique thing about our program is the cars are insured for the full year. So you get the one nice late, you know, fall day, early spring day that you want to hop in the car, go for a drive. you have the peace of mind that knowing that there's insurance on the vehicle.
Yeah, because I still remember when we were at the auto show, and I was asking Jeff, there's a million and a half Duesenberg downstairs. What's the policy worth? And he says, like, $900. And I'm going,
yeah, it's,
wow. I mean, it's,
and if there was a total loss, we all of our policies are agreed value, right? So if it's a $100,000 car, you're getting a check for $100,000.
Mike, what's the website for AutoFest if you want to check it out?
If you want to check it out, all the information's there, www.autofestoshawa.com.
Great.
And Lant Insurance?
And lantinsurance.ca. We've got every show that you want to go to.
Mike, thank you so much. We'll look forward to getting you down to the studio and talk
Sounds
more
good.
About this. Alrighty, yeah. Mike's at AutoFest. As usual, no expenses bared on this show.
We have a question that just came in, and the gentleman didn't want to go on the air because he maybe had been a bit shy.
Yeah.
From a guy named Rob. So it's a question for you, for Andy. EV cars, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do electric cars have air conditioning?
Oh, yes, they do, actually.
Well, you never
yes.
know, right?
Yes, they do have air conditioning, just like they have the heater. So it's a heating and ventilation system, and that actually sucks up a lot of juice, too.
Yes, I was going to add to that because, yeah, it has to have an electric motor now just to crank the compressor, and that's going to be taking power away from
so, okay,
and the blower motor. Right. Yes,
yeah, sure.
So if it has AC, mm-hmm. does an EV vehicle or whatever, doesn't have gas in it, does it eat up more juice
yep.
than
yes.
a conventional car?
It does,
and why?
Absolutely.
Why is that?
It's because it's powering up the air conditioning unit and the blower motor unit.
See, in your regular gas car, Steve, for the lay people on listening.
Wait, and you're looking directly at me. You're not having that next Caesar. I'm not giving it to you.
Your gas engine turns your compressor amongst your alternator and everything else, so that's why. So you need a motor. But
so really the reality is a car like a Volt would be a better buy because you don't have range anxiety. You've got a gasoline engine to back you up, and you still have 40 or 50 Ks on electric. So that type of technology, I think, would be the right technology. I think the pure electric doesn't seem to be that.
Well, you see here, and that's the point. Well, see, you know, you're not quite sure. You're kind of scared. So you've got that range anxiety.
I like that. Range anxiety.
Range anxiety.
Yeah, well, so for somebody like that,
you get pills for that?
And you don't want to necessarily commit for 5 years because you don't know. You can go on to LeaseBuster's site and
transfer your lease if you don't like it, which I think would be great for you if you tried it. You could see if you like it. If you didn't like it, after a certain amount of time, LeaseBusters would be able to help you out of that lease.
That's kind of cool to know.
And actually quite easily, because that's a huge market we have right now, our hybrid and
big
EV.
Big demand for that?
Amazing demand for that.
Right.
We can't keep Teslas, we can't keep electrics on the website at all.
As so in other
as they
words,
land,
they have,
they're gone.
Right. They have cars there that people want to give up. And if you're interested in getting one, those can be yours too.
So if you go online to LeaseBusters.com and you put a name in like E. Musk, and he wants to get rid of a Tesla. What do you do?
We help him as much as we possibly can.
I miss that sound. Like,
no, it's cool. It's a cool thing.
That's an interesting question maybe for after the break.
Yeah. See, he's running the show now. I like
for
that.
For the sound, yeah, absolutely.
The
because actually they have to put sound in these vehicles.
We can just call you, Andy Redinger. Be perfect.
All right, this is Dave's Corner Garage. We're going to get to the phones right after this break.
Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage. You can listen to the show online as well at davescornergarage.com and look at things on YouTube. And we all have brand new shirts on, so that'll be good. During the break, we
were
talking...
He's got a fetish about shirts, I'm telling you.
Leave it alone. During the break, you guys were talking about some interesting stuff, so I'll leave it to you.
Okay, first off, before we get to that, I want to remind you of our contest. We're flying two people down to the Mayan Riviera. Hotel room is included.
Cool.
And we'll even fly you home. That's how nice we are. Just got to go to davescornergarage.com. The information's there. Enter the contest September the 1st. And also, second prize, a set of Salem tires for your car or light truck. And third prize, Crown is going to service your car, winterize it, and give you a set of floor mats.
Cool.
I love those floor mats.
They're great.
Right.
So all right, we talked about, Dave, you talked about, you know, if you move to electric, you're not going to hear that rim sound
that.
Anymore. However, Andy, you've got something to add about that.
Yes, the vehicle, by I believe it's law, it has to make some kind of sound when you're slowing down or where you're at lights. and you're stopped, and it sounds like a blower motor or a fan motor, and it sounds actually very loud that you can actually physically and hear this vehicle.
Okay.
So,
so the sound is being generated by the car. So, is it where's the speaker on the front of the car or something?
It's like I said, it's like a blower motor, so right. It does come from the front of the car. And so people could hear it as they're maybe walking by or they're
Example, somebody is visually impaired.
Visually or hearing impaired.
Right,
or,
they'll be able to know that there's a car there, so they'll just step off the curb.
Or if they're just impaired.
True,
typically,
true.
Yes.
Stepped out of the bar.
I didn't see the car.
That was last night. That was last night.
All right, we're going to our calls. We're going to go to line one. We've got Lee in Mississauga who's got a question about rust. Is that right, Lee?
It's about, oh, dear.
You forgot.
Rust. It's about rust. Okay, I've got one of those old-time saw, you know, the old-time hand saw, but I like to keep it for traditional use. Anyhow, what's the best thing other than WD-40 to move rust, even on a bicycle sometimes?
Well, if you go down to your local Crown Center, okay. Go to Crown Rust, and they have cans at the store that they can sell you. What's the name of the product, Dave?
The T-40.
T-40?
Yeah.
It's a great product. You can spray it all along your saw, and whether you're using it for traditional, I don't know what the untraditional use of a chainsaw is, but
Lee,
thanks for calling, all right? We got to move along. Next, we're going to go to Neil in Port Elgin, who's got a question for Dave specifically. Neil, what's your question? We're dying to hear.
Good morning. My wife's 2009 Ford Escape.
Yeah.
And when you accelerate, when it shifts up to the final gear, it pulls to the right.
Is it a front-wheel driver?
Is it a what?
Front-wheel drive or four-wheel drive?
Four-wheel.
And it pulls to the right only on acceleration?
Yeah, when you're accelerating and when the transmission shifts up. And
that's called torque steer.
In a year or so ago, I was wondering if that would have need adjustment or something.
Well, you know what? It could also be a faulty axle.
Could be a problem with the axle. It's called torque steer, and that's when you accelerate and the wheels want to pull one way or the other. You could certainly have the axles checked, but I'm thinking it's just more of an alignment issue.
Very likely.
You may want to take it to an alignment shop and have them check it out for you.
I see.
All right? All
right. You can look at the tires. Neil, before you hang up, look at the tires, and the tires will tell you the history of the chassis. So if it's worn, not dead smooth, but it's worn on one side, you have a toe or toe out issue. Okay. So take a look at the tires, and then I would definitely recommend, as Alan says, get the thing on an alignment machine. They will do the back wheels alignment first and then do the front.
But, Neil, when you go in, specifically tell them what you're after and what you're feeling. All righty?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Take care. Thanks for calling.
Good stuff.
I'm feeling disenchanted with my car.
Why?
It's not talking anymore. If it's an EV car, it's going to go vroom, vroom, vroom for deaf people or people who are losing their hearing.
What I always tell people is
like, what did it say?
You know, when you go to your doctor, when you go to your GP, you know, you don't just rip off your clothes and say, guess what's wrong with me, doc?
Depends on what kind of doctor you have.
Let me bend over right now.
Where's
the gloves? All right. No, you and so when you go to see your tech, when you go to see the mechanic, say, listen, this is why I'm here. My car's doing this or it's not doing that. That way you're going to get a little bit more satisfaction.
I like that. Good idea.
Excuse me.
That was satisfaction.
Okay.
The Rolling Stones. Come on. Get with the program.
Talk about control. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about which vehicles are actually the best service departments.
And don't forget.
And it's surprising, the answer.
It is surprising. We can't wait.
All right. I got to get rid of Alan here.
And don't forget, you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. This is Dave's Corner Garage.
I can't get no.
Okay, who's got the bat?
Put a blanket over Mick. Well, I think Mick has left the building. The lips are surrounding somebody's microphone, and we'll leave it there. Welcome back to another off-the-rails show. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and we've got a bunch of calls about electronic stuff going on. So, Dave, on the camera 42 is yours.
Okay, one of the things that is really important in dealerships, it's called CSI, which is Customer Satisfaction Index.
Not
and
crime
it's a rating.
Scene.
Yeah, not the crime scene.
My wife watches those all
the time. So it's a rating of how good the service is or how good the salesmen were. They both have CSI ratings.
Mm-hmm.
So guess which vehicle is actually the best CSI rated service department?
I mean, which manufacturer?
Yeah.
Toyota.
Nope.
You know what?
No.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
So which is the best one?
I'm going to say
Buick.
Buick, really?
Yeah.
Really? I would have thought Honda.
Well, no. And you know what? Honda is actually below the brand average.
I'm glad I got one.
Worst service at all? Fiat.
Well, that's because people have to go back so often and they're not too happy
again,
about that.
Daily. Anyway, interesting stuff. So that's available from J.D. Power. All right, let's go to the phones. And the question is from Bill in Toronto. What is the cost to recharge electric cars?
Bill wants to know what his bill's going to be.
Yeah.
I believe every vehicle is different. Every EV vehicle is different for the amount of money that depends on the charger as well that you have, whether at home or outside of the house that you plug in certain areas. But typically the first 2 hours at public charging areas are free. And then after that, the charges may vary to $2 for an hour of charge to up to... I believe there's some that are first 4 hours are free, and then after that it's $10 an hour.
I guess you have to run your. You have to swipe your credit card.
You have to swipe your card first, and mm-hmm. if it's under the 2 hour time frame, it's no charge, of course, and so on. And there's certain actually big corporate companies, such as Canadian Tire and some other warehouses that have about 15 to 20 charging stations of level 2 or level 3 charging
and
stations.
So are those for staff or for customers?
They're staff and for clients.
Okay, cool.
So Bill, it's zero.
Wait a second. Bill hasn't asked his question yet.
Bill, did we answer it?
I'm not sure.
Either. Did I confuse you even more now?
I think so, yeah. Like if I had a car like his, what would it cost me to recharge it at his house?
Probably less than a light bulb.
Oh, wow.
Well, if you go to Andy's
like
house,
he's... 2 hours or something?
It depends on how
low it is.
Yeah,
it depends how long you're going to charge it for and what type of charger you have at the house.
Bill, it's like your gas tank.
What does the charger cost you at the house?
$2,000, I think, $2,500.
To put in a level 2 charger.
Now we can get down to bones here.
Yeah. But listen, yeah. If you go to Andy's house, it's free.
Oh, yes, right. If you can find it.
What's his address?
Interesting question.
But that's something nobody seems to talk about. Yeah. Somebody's got to pay for this, even the government or somebody.
And, you know, the other thing, Andy, is the pollution that is required to make electricity. Some of these are still coal-fired stoves that make electricity. It's still polluting. It's just that we're not polluting in the city.
But even at $2,000, okay, as an initial investment, you break it down over a month, over 12 months, right? You're under $200.
Yep.
If you're putting gas in your car for a month, you're looking at easily $300 a month. Easily.
Well, more than that.
Yeah.
All right, so Bill, you're not a believer.
Yeah, he is.
Is
he? He'll get used
to it.
Well,
you know what? For guys like that and old farts like us, you know, who are concerned about, you know, this... How long is the battery going to last? Just go with a hybrid, and then you can never run out.
Yeah, but it's still my guess. You know what? I drive a smart car, get 60 miles to the gallon,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going, huh? It's like, why go through all this stuff? It doesn't pollute anything.
Well, especially, you know what?
It burns less than a lawnmower.
But is that a diesel?
Yeah.
No, gas.
Oh, it's a gas.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what? In fact, I just had a brainwave.
Uh-oh.
You didn't think back. I was going to say brain something. Like,
yeah, well, open the windows so you can have a brainwave.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, a friend of mine, Mike, just got a new Ioniq, which is a full electric car.
Yeah.
And he said that you can program the car that even though you've plugged it in, it's not actually recharging yet, it will turn the charge on after the price of electricity goes down.
Oh, at night.
So in other words, you plug it in at 5 o'clock, it won't actually start charging up until after 7, if that's the...
So are we nearing a stage where you can lie in bed, talk to Alexis or the Amazon thing that you
talk to?
Yes,
maybe you can go tell it to charge my car.
Yeah, go charge my battery.
Yeah, for sure.
You can do that, huh?
Yeah.
We have a Ford Touch app, my Ford Touch app, and you can easily do that and program the vehicle to do many different things from... Started in the morning as a remote starter, so the
if you're at a Jays game like you were at last night, and they get blown out by the sixth inning, you can go on your app and basically start charging your car. Then
you could if I had it plugged in. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes,
all right. Just take a long extension cord of the game.
We got a question from Jeff in Milton, which is talking about rebates. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I purchased a hybrid 1st of June this year, and which was eligible for, I think, 14,000 rebate.
Uh-huh.
I duly sent in my, I mailed, not electronically, but by mail, all the appropriate application forms and et cetera. And I even tracked the postage. And I know they received it that week, and I haven't heard a thing since. I was wondering if other people had this experience or if there's any way I can contact them to find out what's happening.
I believe that you're part of the public that is experiencing that. From what I hear from other people that have EVs and hybrids, that it is taking a little bit longer time to process that. Because, of course, you know, it's a lot of money involved and they don't want to give it away just right away, I would imagine. But not sure how you actually can track that with your local government that you've sent that into.
Yeah, who issues the check?
The government does. You know what? I would go back to the dealership, Jeff, that you bought the vehicle from, and they probably have more information on it than anybody else.
Oh, they didn't actually.
They didn't help you.
Information than they did, but like some dealerships in Burlington, for instance, were paying that or giving that rebate automatically, and they were claiming for it, and they've had to wait a long time. I know. I guess I just got to be patient. It's been 3 months. I guess I'll just keep waiting.
Well, you've done the right thing. You said you did track the mail. You know that they have received it, so you should be good.
All right. Okay.
Sounds good.
It's either that or go down to Queen's Park and honk the horn and say, "Hey, where's my check?"
Good luck. You ever gone down there and try to get anything done?
Catherine took it home.
Where's Mr. Ford?
Anyways, when we come right back, it's Dave's Corner Garage live. Well, semi-live. We'll be right back with some more of your questions and the rest of our show.
Hey, Big Brother. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. Some interesting points to wrap up the show. Dave, you wanted to get to?
Yeah, we were talking about the rebates from Bill was talking about. He didn't get his rebate. You had some comment about that?
Yeah, I believe not with hybrid vehicles and EVs, everything has a different rebate structure. That it depends how much of the battery pack and so on. It depends how much money you get back as a rebate. So if it is a full EV, you would get up to the $14,000. If it's a hybrid EV or a variation thereof, I think it's a little bit less money. I'm not sure if they all get the $14,000.
Yeah, I think it's between $7,000 and the $14,000.
Yes.
But there are a couple of rules you should know about. If you're planning to buy one this weekend or the next weekend, it has to have been in stock now. Secondly, it had to have been registered with the government prior to you purchasing the car. So those two things. So when you walk in there, can I get the rebate on the car? That's the first question. I saw an ad this morning from Mitsubishi. They apparently had 60 cars left that were available for rebate. Other than that, you pay full rust.
You do. And, you know, that's a very interesting point you have because, like I said at the beginning of the show, I had to order mine. Before I even got a VIN number, it took us 4 to 5 months.
Wow.
Before they built. And as a matter of fact, for the Ford Focus EV this year in 2018, they didn't bring any in Ontario. All the orders got filled from Quebec.
Mm.
So there were none that landed in Ontario this year.
How can that be, though? You think they proportionally
put it out?
There's
only so many battery packs that they have available to them.
Battery packs are a problem because they don't produce them fast enough. All right. And there's also the fact these are lithium batteries, and you know about lithium batteries and the fact they can explode.
Boom. Yep.
Right? They lost, I was watching last night, they lost a plane because it was loaded full of lithium batteries. It was UPS. And they lost a 747 because the batteries went up in smoke while it was in flight.
Whoa.
So lithium batteries are an issue. I don't know if that's the final answer to this or if it's some other chemicals that are going up.
So when you go to leasebusters.com, what kind of cars are you posting right now that are EV or hybrids? What are the biggest ones that are most popular now?
We seem to post a lot of hybrid vehicles as well. Teslas for fully EV vehicles are very popular on our website that people come into because... also now people that ordered the Tesla 3 actually that are taking deliveries of it are trying to get out of their actually regular vehicles on the website as well.
Oh, so they're swapping out their Tesla for the regular car?
No, the other way. Their regular car, they're swapping it out for the Tesla that's just landed or they got their okay that it's going to be here in 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatnot.
By the way, there's an article in the paper where if you drive this thing in the rain, eventually the back bumper will fall off.
The Tesla?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I did not know that.
Some kind of glue or some whatever's holding it on, it gets waterlogged and the back bumper comes
One interesting fact about the electric vehicles, though, that I didn't know that, they drive like tanks in the wintertime because of the battery pack, the weight, and how low the battery pack is, actually.
I didn't know.
So that's a good thing, is what
That's a fantastic thing, actually. They drive phenomenal in the wintertime.
Lots of traction, lots of push.
Yeah, you have a lot of weight.
Yep.
You have a lot of weight, and it's low.
He's looking directly at you when he's saying that.
Well,
too.
You know, the other thing was I was going to say was when we're talking like these vehicles are new, mm-hmm. let's talk when these vehicles are 8 years old and there's no warranty on the battery anymore and you're out there on your own and somebody's going to be selling you rebuilt batteries or whatever to keep the stuff going.
And that's another great point for why we chose in our family, to lease.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's no investment. You're renting the car and then you hand it back and get the next technology.
Or you sell it.
All right. Andy Kappadoukakis, whatever.
Andy Kappadoukakis, thank you, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. Really appreciate everybody here today
having
us on the show.
They did a great job. Thank you, Steve Usual and Alan.
My name is Alan Gelman, G-E-L-M-A-N. It's very easy to spell and pronounce. No problem.
Josh, a new guy behind the board.
Did a great job.
Tony's still on the phone. Please hold on. We'll take your call after the show because we don't leave anybody hanging.
Don't forget about Mexico, senor.
Okay. Go to our website, davescornergarage.com. Enter the contest next week for Mayan Riviera. Alrighty. Good night, everybody.
Drive safe, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next one.
Keep the shiny side up and the greasy side down. And it's actually still morning. I'm just a little woozy.
Get no more Caesars for you. Just bagels and coffee and cheap tea.
Where's my lime?
I think you lost it a long time ago.
I don't even know what I had for supper last night.
Okay, we're off the rails. See you next weekend,
bye,
everybody.
Everyone.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.